Really what it boils down to is saying, I don't trust people. People are untrustworthy and unpredictable. So my solution is to take some of those people, some of the most untrustworthy around, give them permission to violently control us all. And that will protect us from the untrustworthiness of mankind. Okay, you're so scared of the average man out there and so thankful for government. Let me ask you, who has taken more of your money under threat of force? Private people threatening you or agents of authority threatening you? How many murders are committed by private people compared to how many are committed by people acting on behalf of authority? It's not even close. The number of murders committed in the name of law enforcement and government and authority completely dwarfs private murder. Even governments killing the people of other countries is small compared to them killing their own people. In the last 100 years, over 270 million human beings killed by their own governments, not counting war. That first step is always the hardest, to get someone to dare to set aside his blind faith long enough to think about things, to back up enough to say, maybe government isn't even legitimate at all. It takes a lot for people indoctrinated into the faith to dare to think of those literally blasphemous ideas that, no, those people in Washington don't have the right to rule. Their threats aren't laws, they're just threats. Their demands aren't taxes, it's just extortion. And that really feels like heresy, because it is. It is heresy against the God called government. I now have a huge amount of hope, because I see an acceleration of the number of people who dare to think about these things, and now the number of people able to have this conversation is just hugely exploding. And they're still a minority. But that exponential curve, I don't think it's stopping. I really think the cult of statism is as good as dead. Ultimately, I think the belief in government is doomed for the exact same reasons that the belief in a flat earth was doomed. There's too many people pointing out the utter inherent insanity in the belief, and that's just not going to go away. Nobody who understands self-ownership and understands why authority is inherently bogus wakes up the next day and say, suddenly, you know, I think I should do whatever the politicians say. I think really humanity is just beginning to wake up to what it's supposed to be. Humanity wasn't meant to be a domesticated species owned by a ruling class. Every human being owns himself, is in charge of his own life. I'd like to see actual rational moral civilization in my lifetime, but we are going to get there. Sooner or later, we are totally going to get there. The lie will never outlive the truth forever.
When you vote for a politician, do you support everything that they do? Do you support anything and everything that they do from the time that they win the election and sworn in until the next time that you vote for? If are some of the issues you are opposed to his position, or his, they, them, they, whoever, what is it? Do we support 100% Donald Trump's policies completely, or can we separate one from the other? Listen to that. Ladies and gentlemen, that is the sound of freedom. About $50 million worth of it, if I remember right. Called a Black Hawk. Black Hawk helicopter out there flying around keeping us safe and secure, don't you know? Now, you know, in this new age of warfare and all, that thing flying around like that would be a nice little target for one of these super speedy little $10,000 drones, don't you know? Blow the shit out of that thing. Hey, but you know, we like old school. We like old school war. You know, all the time with them Russian been learning as it go. Of course, so have we too, but I knew what the Russians been learning. You know, that's one thing about war. War, they improvise and they change. Each time these overlords, if you will, run us through this war cycle for profit and for, they tell you this, but they kind of get off. They get stronger. It's something about death and torture and misery and all that makes that side stronger. A lot of people call it the devil. but you know, that's the best lie I ever told. You know, he don't exist. But every time they run you through this cycle, you know, it's for the profit and for to kill people, and Ukraine is just another one of these cycles. Just like the now down there in Israel, that's more of colonialism and imperialism and fascism mixed with a theology of Zionism that is a cancer. And the genocide that is going on in Gaza presently, and 100% supported by the United States government, and in particular now Donald J. Trump, who we supply anything and everything that Israel asks for, with no questions asked. If this genocide would not continue with one phone call from the President of the United States to Mr. B.B. Nothing Boo Boo, stop, stop, stop now, you don't get another dime, we're cutting you off, you better stop. And peace is going to spread out, we're going to negotiate. Stop. That would happen. But no. AIPAC has got us bound up around that. Lindsey Graham and AIPAC are like two BFFs hiding in the damn, in the closet, if you know what I mean. You know, old Israel, they've wanted, that's where the biggest trans LGBTQRSTV parade and shindig and all that happens every year in Tel Aviv. That whole thing is all perverted as hell over there. And it's an apartheid state. And it's a supremacist nutcase ideology. And they don't mind. They don't mind telling you that they're ready to kill every damn man, woman, child, it don't matter, we're gonna just level the place. And then Donald Trump and Jared Kushner and all them gang, and they're talking about going back in and making it a damn high-rise apartment complex. And we'll get the Palestinians, you know, maybe a little box in one, a little condo in one of these places with universal basic income, and you know, and they can have pictures of the old Gaza, maybe. I'm telling you, genocide has met a real estate developer, and you can't make this shit up. You just cannot make this crap up. And the Congress has bought and paid for it, so we're going to get it right along. And here down in the Bible Belt, these revisionist, dispensationalist preachers remain silent down here, or are cheering it along. Cheering it along. Now, well, you know, they don't mind one bit. They think that the IDF, Israeli Defense Force, is actually God's finger wiping out a whole race of people because they want their land. Because God gave it to them, somehow or another. And it's called, and it's twisted theology. From that Scofield Bible, and it's amazing. And they say there's about 50 million of them. And you know, you'd think you'd notice them, you know, like you would one of them fellas that dress up in a sheet and all, and got that thing on his head and everything. Damn robocall. Y'all, I hate them old robocalls. Damn government can't stop a robocall, but they pass all kinds of rules and regulations, send billions of dollars for a genocide halfway around the world. Down here in the South, like I was saying, down around the Bible Belt and everything, you got these crazy dispensationalists that think somehow they twist around that theology where they're the chosen people, and you're going to be damned if you don't bless them. You don't send them money. If you don't bless the government of Israel. You know? So that government can do no wrong in their eyes. They're blind to it. Can't see it. Can't see that murder. That murder is fine and dandy. Now, on the other hand, our government, if they did the same thing like they did in Abu Ghraib, you know, with torturing people and everything, we say, those same people say it's okay. Those same people. Now, if it was done to our guys or something, you know, tortured and waterboarding and all that, but, boy, you can't do that to us. We got rights. Them people over yonder ain't got no damn rights. Ain't no damn Arab got no damn rights, y'all. That's what they think. Ain't nobody outside the United States really got. The French, they kind of got rights, but they kind of are friends and all that kind of stuff like that. But the Russians ain't got no damn right. Ain't nobody. Chinese ain't got no damn right. You ain't got no right. Only us Americans got rights. See, that's how some of these people think. And then they go to church and the preacher says, you got to bless Israel now. And I'm going to tell y'all what, y'all make an offering, this week's offering, some of it go to Israel. Now make sure y'all put a lot in for Israel. You know, of course, they take their 50% cut and maybe $10 go to Israel. But they'll get some Israel supporters. And that's how it goes. But if we're supporting genocide, and more people are waking up to this fact, and there's going to be hell to pay. All across the world, it's like 190 of the 194 countries have come out and said that Israel is committing genocide. All kinds of organizations are beginning to, you can hear it. It's just never, the voices of the choir singing.
Ladies and gentlemen, do you please understand, we are watching the horrific acts of a lifetime. In our entire life, we have never seen or never will see again the horrific acts that are now being committed before our very eyes by the Zionists against the Palestinian people.
It's genocide. It's genocide. In America, and a couple of America's little puppets, little teeny tiny puppets, and the Europeans are, you know, muddle-mouthing, barely saying anything, but the whole world knows. Are you going to, and the American people are turning against these policies. Donald Trump is not going to keep doing this if the American people turn against it. And we're looking at well over 50% of the people are now coming to the, they're seeing for their own eyes a Zionist, fascist, authoritarian, tyrannical, genocidal state of Israel. It's been there all along. Been there all along. Since before 1948. And 1948 was a culmination of the little terrorist and the King David Hotel. And do your history. And they've always been liars and all. And they even attacked us. 1967, I believe, but the 67 war and the USS Liberty. Don't trust an ally like that, better backstab you. And don't trust a president that'll do it either, Mr. Lyndon Baines Johnson. But most of us don't know that kind of history. We're not taught that kind of history. We're not taught any kind of real history. We're not taught so that they can still repeat history again. It doesn't repeat it, but it rhymes. And this genocide is done by the people that claim to have been genocided before. I just can't remain silent on it. And I am ashamed of the churches. I am ashamed that they have not come out and said to their parishioners, we cannot support this genocide. This is not God's work. This is not God's work by God's chosen people. We shall not stand by silently.
I will go so far as to say that any pastor who can sit back in apathy and indifference and support the brutish acts of ethnic cleansing and genocide against the defenseless men, women, and children and babies being committed by the Zionist state has lost his conscience. Yes. I don't care how nice he is. I don't care how much he smiles. I don't care how much he talks about love. If he is able to remain silent and complicit to the genocide that is happening today against those innocent people of the Palestinians, and there's not an unction in his heart, he has a podium, he has a pulpit, he has a microphone, he has a radio audience, he has a television audience, he has a podcast audience. He is an influential person in society. His voice reaches well beyond the doors of his church. And there's not an unction in his soul that commands him to stand up to front of his congregation and the people that are watching and listening and tell them the truth about what is happening. There is something wrong with his conscience. Amen. And I will add, if the men and women of his congregation had a conscience, they would remove him from his pastorate post-haste. How can you call yourself our pastor and you sit and condone and justify or speak not against what the grossest, most immoral tragedy of our lifetime, and you say nothing in opposition? You're not a pastor. You're a hireling. We want a pastor. Get out of here. We'll find the pastor. Why aren't the people in the pews doing that? Because they don't have a conscience. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm trying to show you that we are living among people today without conscience. Their conscience is seared. We've got to stop looking at them as normal human beings. We've got to stop making excuses for them.
Amen. That's right.
we got to stop saying, oh, well, he's got these pressures over here and he's got this pressure over here. And, you know, we understand that's not really his temperament. You know, he's kind of a laid back guy and he just doesn't really talk that way. But he's doing the very best he can and he's a good man. No, I'm sorry. He's not a good man. He has a voice. And collectively, the voices of the evangelical churches of America today could stop the genocide in Gaza tomorrow. But to have so-called men of God turn the tithes and offerings of God's people to blood money by using their position of the church pulpit as an instrument of war criminality reveals a lack of conscience in the ultimate extreme. I close with this. As long as evangelical pastors abuse their positions and continue to flaunt their surrender of conscience to the Antichrist state of Israel, I will continue to speak out.
Can we condemn this? I don't know of a church around here that'll do it. It's a sad state of affairs. There's a lot of other things going on in the world today. Ladies and gentlemen, this sickens me to the point I can't even bring myself to even bring up the other issues, as important as those are. This is something that I just, God help us all. I pray that these people come to their senses and somehow or another, this genocide is brought to a close and those of guys that brought it on are held to account. And somehow or another, there's going to be some kind of peaceful solution to this 100-year-old problem. I hope all of you will think about this. Think about this issue. Think about how you would act. And then ask, what would Jesus do? Anyway, till next time. Peace.
This egregious act of betrayal against the dignity and honor of the holy office of pastor must be opposed by pastors of conscience. If pastors have a conscience, they must speak out. Their conscience would not allow them to not speak out. How could a pastor see if they refuse to look, hear what is happening in Gaza today and have no conscience to speak out against it? What does that tell you about that man? There's only one or two things. He's either a coward who has a conscience but refuses to act on it, or he is a man without conscience. His conscience is seared.